Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Favor Life, a Pastor Short Fasting, where we go through the process of their walk of faith, where we see God prove himself as he does the supernatural in our lives by calling us to a place that we could never call ourselves and performing the word that he's spoken concerning us and transforming us line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, depth to depth, as we digest the word of God and we apply it by faith, obeying him, believing him, and trusting him. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, seeing them as ordinary, not superhuman Christians, but just ordinary people that God has chosen and called, and he refines them, and we see their lives, we see the decisions that they make, the choices that they make, some of them good, some of them not so good, but we also see the demonstration of God's power and his covenant with them by keeping his word over their life, by being faithful to bring them into the place that he's called them to be in the natural and in the spirit. We've been looking and studying in the book of the Exodus, and we've been seeing God do some awesome things. Exodus means so many different things, as we've already went over, and we're seeing here how God is getting ready to plague the Egyptians. And what I like about this, with the revelation that the Lord gave me, is that when your enemies attempt to plague you, when there's a word assigned to you, then that same plague that they've tried to assign to you, God allows that same thing to come back into their life, because they're trying to curse and destroy and enslave what God has always commanded to be set free, what he's in covenant with, and he's a covenant keeper. So he's going to defend you, he's going to protect you, and he's going to fight for you. So we see here the Egyptians have already enslaved the children of Israel, and I said before an earlier broadcast that enslavement is the thing that steals the power and the strength. It is the ability to not be able to break loose or go forward. It is the thief that comes in to steal life, strength, hope, dreams, even the future generations. They impoverish them, and they put them in a state of mind of fear, a state of mind where they have not the strength to break anything that's in their life or over their life. Pharaoh is the one who is a destroyer. He speaks destruction and death. He's the one that gives the command. So we see here we have two cords, wicked cords, that have joined together along with idol worship, along with idolatry and perversion, and all types of wickedness. We see this wicked principality that has set itself up over the kingdom of Egypt. But in the spirit realm, we understand this is a territorial enemy who's come in to enslave and to capture and to keep. And we see that the word of the Lord for their lives, and I'm going to jump ahead of myself a little bit, the word of the Lord for their lives, even according to what we're going to see with the law of Moses, that after 7 years, that if you're enslaved after 7 years, you're supposed to be set free. Even in 50, in Jubilee, you're supposed to be set free. Well, they were not set free at all, so they broke the word, they broke what God had commanded. So that's why when they left, and I'm getting ahead of myself, when they left, they had to be paid because they did not acknowledge or even yield to the law that they declared that they had to be let go, they had to be given back what was lost, they had to be restored back to the place that they were before they went in slavery. So they were not even acknowledging or even honoring the word concerning their lives. So God, that is the reason why God was allowing them to leave there full, because the spirit that was over them took, stole, which is the enemy, came to steal, kill, and destroy. He came to destroy their lives, their ability to go free, kill any hope, steal from them any wealth that they could possibly have while they prospered on their wealth and prospered on their life and prospered on their talents and their abilities while the Israelites suffered. So we see here that God goes in to plague them, and you have to understand that you don't have to worry about your enemies because God says vengeance belongs to him. We're to do as the Word of God says, to pray for those that despitefully use us. We're supposed to pray and not just pray simple prayers, but pray earnestly because the Word lets us know that it would be better for them to be in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the lake with a millstone around their neck than to touch the least one of these. God himself is going to vindicate us. He's going to fight our battles. We use the Word of God when we deal with going into the spirit realm, but when it comes to flesh, even those who come after us, we use the Word that says we're to pray for them, pray salvation, pray deliverance, pray that they receive Jesus Christ, that their eyes are open. We're to pray for them because once we pray and we do it the way that God says with our heart and our mind, all in accordance to the Word and the will of God, and obligate to defend us if they continue to move against us. Well, we see here that Aaron and Moses are here, and the plagues have begun on the Egyptians. The plagues have begun. The first thing we see the water become blood. And what you have to understand is everything is significant in the spirit realm. It is significant to the things that was not just natural. We see natural things that are going on, but it was tied to something in the spirit realm. It was tied to an enemy in the spirit realm. So we see here that the blood becomes water, and God uses their own weapon, their own belief, what they believed, what they prayed to, what they even thought was a blessing to them against them. So we see here that the first plague was the water becomes blood, and blood for the believer and even for most religions, they believe it's the same thing, but for us, we understand what it is. They believe that it's a covenant, that the life is in the flesh, and that we are told in the Word of God not to, that the life, redemption, the atonement is through the blood. So we understand that blood is covenant, and the blood that was shed, the blood that would be shed for the children of Israel, which had not happened yet, was the covenant right that God was using with the blood of Jesus. So we see a twofold covenant, twofold sword here, because the blood represents the covenant of Jesus Christ, and he was going to come against them, and that represents him coming against the enemy, coming against that spirit, coming against the enemy, the devil himself, even though he has not yet come, and we understand that the seed is coming through this righteous generation, this righteous people, and God preserved them because he needed to, and we see that blood covenant represents what Israel will have and has with God and what Jesus will do, but it also represents and shows the Egyptians and the enemy that God has something against them and that he's coming against them. It also means defilement, uncleanness, guilt, pollution. It means murder, and it means that the Israelites murdered in previous chapters, previous years. They murdered the Israelites' sons, and they killed them, and they put them in the sea. So God was basically allowing the blood of what was done to cry out and also to be a pollution, to be a weapon of guilt to them, to let them remind them of what they had done to the Israelites, to let them understand that they had polluted not only the waters with the blood, but they had polluted their souls and their lifestyle because it was blood on their hands. So we see in the spirit realm, this is allowing them to understand that what they did, that God himself, the covenant of the blood, was against them, and the blood covenant was for the children of Israel, and God was using this in their favor. We see that the next plague that comes is frogs. Frogs in the spirit realm represent spirit of divination, demonic forces, demons, curses, evil curses, word curses, witchcraft, spells, wickedness. It is also connected to pride and being puffed up. So we see here that what they worshipped and what they believed was the goddess for them in the spirit realm also brought in other things. And God was allowing what they worshipped, what they believed was going to be for their fertility to be exposed and be defeated. So everything that they were conjuring up, believing and worshiping, God allowed that to be destroyed, to be defeated by his power and his authority. And what they hoped in, by the head of it, God exposed it, God defeated it, and let that be a plague unto them. What they thought was there for their good, God turned it around and made it be against them, be evil to them. So they could not get rid of the frogs. The frogs were everywhere. So what they worshipped, what they idolized, now came and plagued them. And so we see that here. God himself is allowing all of these things to plague them and be even as a taskmaster against them. What they did to the Egyptians, to the Israelites in one way, God does to the Egyptians in another way. And he lets them be tormented and be in hard distress and let them become uncomfortable as they made the life of the Israelites for years. So I encourage you, don't fight this battle yourself. Do it God's way. Once God plague your enemies, I thank you for listening to me. Pray that you receive something and that you're being encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment. God bless you, and we'll meet you here tomorrow.